They're an organization that advocates for the gun ownership within the United States and supporting our Second Amendment right to own firearms. I personally joined the NRA because I felt that that right was one of the most critical rights that we had within the Bill of Rights.
And why is that?
To me, having the right to own a firearm falls into three general categories. Category one is self-defense. Category two is hunting and hunting rights. And as crazy as it sounds, category three is defense against a government that no longer represents the people that they serve.
Why do you say crazy as it sounds? Are you not too sure about that one?
No, I'm actually very sure of it, but I think a lot of people look at me kind of strange when I say that that's one of the reasons why I think we should be able to own firearms. And when they do, I tend to try and turn them to history and remind them how the United States became a country. The last defense that people have against a government are their firearms. I mean, all we have to do is look at the Arab Spring.
And in your mind, that is a possibility one day, you think?
Absolutely. I mean, history has shown us that governments, rise and fall, and political organizations rise and fall. I mean, look at the changes that Germany and Austria-Hungary have had in the last 100 years. Things happen, and we continue to live in these geographic areas, in these countries, and we have to deal with whatever comes our way, however of a remote possibility that is.
Is that the principal reason why you have guns at home, or is it more about self-defense?
Actually, that's we're focusing on what is the least important reason why I own guns. When it comes to self-defense, I mean, the police are just not responsive enough or fast enough to get to your home in a burglary. They can't stop criminals from doing muggings or assaulting people on the streets. That's where guns act as an equalizer. If you made guns illegal, criminals, by their very nature, are going to retain whatever guns they have, or they're going to acquire new guns on the illicit trade market. By making them illegal, all you're going to do is remove the last obstacle between a criminal and a law-abiding victim. You make people helpless against them. And if I may, I'd like to point an article, a BBC article that you guys wrote on the 18th of December. And there's a chart in that article where it lists the percentage of murders per 100,000 citizens. And in that chart, the highest rate of murder per 100,000 is in Washington, D.C. This is an area that up until very recently has had a total ban on gun ownership. So I have to ask the people who are out there calling for more gun laws, are you interested in a reduction in violence, or are you interested in a reduction in gun ownership? Because they're not the same thing.
In the wake of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, I mean, do I take it that therefore you wouldn't be at all in favor of any controls on the sort of guns, for example, that people can own? And some of the suggestions being put forward are, for example, automatic weapons with big magazines that hold lots of bullets. Is it a blanket kind of no more controls?
This is a big fallacy that people and a lot of people in the media fail to talk about, because I don't think it fits their stated desires. And that is, you can't just go out to the store and buy an automatic weapon. An automatic weapon means that when you pull that trigger, more than one round comes out of the chamber. It's like a machine gun. You can't do that. So the kind of guns that were used in Connecticut are not automatic weapons. They are semi-automatic weapons.
But nevertheless, they can fire multiple bullets in quick succession. And I'm just wondering, is there any role for those sort of weapons in society? I mean, self-defense, hunting, presumably you don't need a semi-automatic weapon for either of those.
I will give you that. There is very little chance that I would ever, and I've got three assault rifles, I do, with high-capacity clips, and it's incredible because I've never killed anybody. So they would not be my first choice for self-defense. They would not be my first choice for hunting. They would fall into that third category, as well as another category. I would, say it's hobby. I love to go target shooting. My kids like to go target shooting. Self-defense to me would be more of a handgun. Shotguns, hunting would be more of a long rifles, single shot type.
But you wouldn't want to give up those semi-automatic weapons with the big magazines.
Absolutely not. I mean, to me, it's a slippery slope. I mean, you're going to give those up. The anti-gun people are not going to stop. They would just simply pick, okay, now that we got rid of those, what's next on the list? Until we have nothing.
What do you make of the organization, the NRA's apparent silence so far over what happened in Connecticut? Do you think it should be speaking out, or do you think it's just been a little cowardly by not saying anything?
I don't think that they've been cowardly. You look at what happened to the Pope recently when he tried to open up a Twitter account. I mean, he just got barraged by a bunch of people that were just cruel Do you really think that if the NRA were to keep their Facebook page